Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Normally you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What? From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Y'all gonna make me beat Mike Tyson up. I'm gonna have to hurt him.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, Mike, all right? I love you, Mike.
Make it easy. Anyway.
When I was in New York this weekend, on the air all weekend.
All weekend. You just got off the air.
From the CNN.
CNN paid overtime?
So, Tom.
So let's talk about these attacks because I want to put it in some perspective. The attacks that took place in New York and New Jersey over the weekend should and are being taken seriously. Okay, I'm going to start with that caveat. They are certainly being debated out on the campaign trail between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and all of their surrogates. But I have just a couple of questions for you. Just really two questions. The first one is just to give context to what we are about to discuss. The first question is, how worried should you be about falling victim to a terror attack in the U.S.? This is the honest answer, okay? And again, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Not very worried at all. Again, it's not to say that terrorism is not a significant problem and that it must not be dealt with, but I'm offering you some perspective because I live here in New York City. I was in that neighborhood, Chelsea, where that explosion went the day after it happened. I took the subway to Chelsea, the very street where it happened. I went to 8th Avenue. It happened between 6th, 7th, and 8th Avenues. And guess what? Everybody was pretty much going about their business, unafraid and determined not to let the terrorism or the terrorists paralyze them or alter their normal routines. But if you watch the news, you would think that the city had come to a standstill. It had not. The bottom line is, and this is according to the U.S. government data, data from Duke University, data from the Consumer Safety Commission, the average American is as likely to be crushed to death by televisions for furniture as they are to be killed by a terrorist. Americans are also more likely to be struck by lightning and on and on and on. I put a link on Black America Web so you can see it. Now to my other question. Which presidential candidate is better equipped to deal with terror in the U.S.? First up, Donald Trump. We'll hear from him.
I must tell you that just before I got off the plane, a bomb went off in New York, and nobody knows exactly what's going on. But, boy, we are living in a time. We better get very tough, folks. We better get very, very tough. So we'll find out. But it's a terrible thing that's going on in our world and in our country, and we are going to get tough and smart and vigilant.
It's more than a soundbite, everyone. I'm just saying. Now Hillary Clinton.
I've been briefed about the bombings in New York and New Jersey and the attack in Minnesota. Obviously, we need to do everything we can to support our first responders, also to pray for the victims. We have to let this investigation unfold. We've been in touch with various officials, including the mayor's office in New York, to learn what they are discovering as they conduct this investigation. And I'll have more to say about it when we actually know some facts.
So those were the initial responses. Trump offered his comments in front of an audience in Colorado Springs shortly after 9 p.m. on Saturday night before confirmation that an IED caused the explosions. Hillary Clinton made her comments after 11 after it was confirmed that it was an IED. Trump was ultimately proven right, though, and is counting on his rhetoric promoting strength. Clinton is responding by touting her experience in government as a better candidate on the terrorism issue. Strong rhetoric or calm strength? That's the choice. Which one would you prefer? I know which one I would, but I won't say.
Wow. But I'll say it.
Anybody but Trump? Is that what you would say?
We got to really get tough. We got to really get tough. No. No, we got to find some place to get some peace.
Well, you can't go off half-cocked in a situation like this. And all evening, every official that came out said, we need to figure out what's happening. We don't want to give the people out there too much information because we don't want to know. We don't want them to know. We don't want to jump to conclusions, so to speak. We don't want to scare people. I don't know what difference that it makes to say, I told you so. That never is an adult response to me. That's just me as an adult. Never. I told you so. I predicted this. Every time I hear that, it just makes me say, and you should be proud of that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Simple, I just read your whole mind.
Oh my gosh. And it really doesn't take long or much at this point, because it's just so frightening that here we are and the way things are falling into place and his momentum is growing and people are responding to this, going off half-cocked response to the terrorism or whatever other word you want to use to describe what has happened this weekend.
As I say almost every night now, don't facts matter to a guest, or facts do matter, but people just don't seem to care about the facts anymore.
No.
It's really unbelievable where we have come.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're so quick to judge and rush to judgment and to make a big statement and a big flowery display over this. And at the bottom of it is that we need to get more information before we make comments on it. Is that so wrong?
Do you agree with President Obama, who said he blamed sexism for Trump gaining in the polls?
Well,
sexism says that we're just not ready for a powerful woman to lead us.
I think that there are,
and he says that's unfair.
Well, I think there are a number of things. If you believe that racism played a factor in President Obama's election and his tenure as president, then I think we would be naive to think that there aren't sexist people out there. Just there are racist people out there.
Racist people out there.
And I think that plays into it as well. I'll be quite honest with you on. As I was coming, as I was leaving the studio on Sunday morning, which was Saturday night, I was supposed to be there. I covered the CBC and then the breaking news. I asked the driver, I said, are you going to go vote? Because he's a millennial. He said, no, I would go vote if President Obama was running again. And I said, well, what about this time? He goes, no, I can't see a woman running the country.
Yep.
Right.
And I said, what?
Even a woman in pantsuits?
He said, I cannot see a woman running the country. And I said, well, why not? He goes, I don't know. I just don't think that we're ready for that. I don't believe that a woman could run the country. Hand to the
and there it is.
Sky. And there it is. Wow. And a millennial.
I'm sure his mother's proud.
He would never tell his mom that, I bet you.
Yeah. I would see a woman running this country before I would see a man having grown up in a family of all women. I think.
Well, how do you change somebody's mind like that? How do you do that?
I think that's part of. I mean, maybe you said his mother would be proud of him. Maybe he grew up in a family like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's part of his teaching.
But again, how do you change his mind?
How do you change people's minds that wouldn't vote for President Obama because he was black?
I don't have an answer to that.
And there's still so much hatred.
Yeah, it's still so much hatred, and he's done a great job.
I saw the president on Saturday night, and he's just so comfortable with himself now, and he's handled it regardless of your ideology. Mm. You can be a Republican or Democrat, and you can't disagree with this. He and the First Lady have handled themselves with dignity and class.
Yeah,
the entire time they've been there, there has been no personal Obama scandal. They have just been a classy family, the entire family.
The entire time.
All right.
Yeah, and if you post that on Facebook, people will argue with you about it because they don't care.